I'd like you to come back with me for a moment to the 19th century, specifically to June 24th, 1833. The British Association for the Advancement of Science is holding its third meeting at the University of Cambridge. It's the first night of the meeting, and a confrontation is about to take place that will change science forever. An elderly, white-haired man stands up. The members of the association are shocked to realize that it's the poet, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who hadn't even left his house in years until that day. They're even more shocked by what he says. "You must stop calling yourselves natural philosophers." Coleridge felt that true philosophers like himself pondered the cosmos from their armchairs. They were not mucking around in the fossil pits or conducting messy experiments with electrical piles like the members of the British Association. The crowd grew angry and began to complain loudly. A young Cambridge scholar named William Huell stood up and quieted the audience. He politely agreed that an appropriate name for the members of the association did not exist. "If philosophers is taken to be too wide and lofty a term," he said, "then, by analogy with artist, we may form scientist." This was the first time the word scientist was uttered in public, only 179 years ago.